Number four item is the director recruitment update for the commission. Chair Wecker, you want to take that one?
Sure. Okay, commissioners, I'd like you to refer to your document you circulated, I think, yesterday, which was the recruitment timeline and work plan prepared by Dennis Karras, who has been hired to lead, to help facilitate our recruitment process. The executive committee met by conference call with Dennis Karras yesterday morning to discuss this timeline, and I thought the timeline would provide a good template for you to consider, to envision, visualize the process that we're embarked on. So if you look at that document, you'll see that the plan, the proposed plan, is that this month we will be working on the job description, the job announcement, beginning to consider what kinds of core competencies we are looking for in our next director. Dennis Karras will be taking the document that we approve, and we hope to approve the position description next week in Pasco. It will be circulated to you, I think, by early next week. It's based, in essence, on the 2009 position description we used for the last director search. We've also asked Dennis Karras to consider any updates we've made to our performance agreement with the director that might be relevant to the position description. So once the commission approves the position description in Pasco, then Dennis Karras will be ready to commence the national recruitment. And he described to us yesterday morning the kinds of contacts he'll make. He expects to reach out to people who would make credible, qualified candidates, to contact lots of his network to find recommendations from other people, and to really conduct a very aggressive search throughout the country. As applications come in, his team at his recruitment company will be reviewing the resumes and sorting them into a number of candidate lists, an A list, B list, and C list. And the A list will be comprised of people he thinks are at the best qualified of those applicants coming in. The B list would be perhaps qualified, maybe diamonds in the rough, who might not meet all of the qualifications, but may be worthy of consideration anyway. And then there would be a C list that he described as the rest. At all times, the commission would have access to all resumes and be able to bring forward names that had not been initially put on the A list or the B list. So commissioners, you should feel confident that you're going to be in control of this process throughout. We can consider anyone that the group feels is worthy. The list of the short list of candidates we should really consider, he hopes to have formulated in late November, so that we can schedule some interviews at our December, or near the time of our December commission meeting in Olympia. So one of the things I had on my list to remind everyone or to alert everyone to is that we would like you to save the day before the December meeting. That's Thursday, the 10th of December. We'd like you to save that date for an additional commission date. And that would mean that you would need to arrive in Olympia on the 9th, the afternoon of the 9th or the morning of the 9th. We think that that short list of people who would be interviewed might be, six people, so we could get through the interviews in a day, day and a half, if needed. So that would take place in, the interviews would take place in December, early December, and then Dennis Karras explained that probably the most critical part of his work would begin, which is the very, very intensive background checks that they do of the finalists. And that's critical to do very thoroughly. Sometimes it's not done as thoroughly as needed, and there's been examples of that in DFW history. He has promised that he would make every effort. He'd talk with peers, supervisors. He'd really dig in and look at each candidate. So that would just be for the top candidates. And at that point, we may be in a position where we need to reveal the names of the candidates. So one of the that fact that the candidates' names may become public towards the very end of the process was something we discussed. And that would only be true in with respect to the finalists, not the whole pool of candidates. So that takes us into December, and he expects that the negotiation of the employment package would take place in December. We could possibly have someone in place by the end of December or January. So that's the outlook. That's the work plan. And as I mentioned, he wants to work closely with us throughout. Your views, your comments, your thoughts will be taken seriously. We're in charge. So this is the beginning of a very, very important task for the commission, maybe the most important thing we'd ever get a chance to do. So we're hoping that you'll all pay lots of attention to this, give this a lot of thought, think about what the department needs in terms of a director, what the opportunities are that are coming at us, what the challenges are that are coming at us in the next year. And provide us your best wisdom. So that's the outlook. And I'd like any questions that you might have at this point. I can pass anything along to Dennis. And next week, take a look at the job announcement and think seriously about what kind of director you would like to look for.
I can just add an additional comment. Yesterday I was on that call, and he seemed very optimistic about the timeline and also about reaching out to a very wide network nationally to get really good candidates. So I guess I left the conversation also optimistic. We are competing with Oregon now as well, which I think we all were made aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in addition, we're competing with other agencies throughout the West, as there are a number of vacancies, so we have to bear that in mind. And I think
Mr. Vice Chair, pardon me.
Yeah.
Anything else, Commissioner Mankin?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Carpenter?
Yeah, I guess my initial comment is a concern of timing. You know, we're going to drill down on this to some sense of finality on December the 12th, and then the whole world switches into holiday mode for 30 days. I'm just a little concerned we're going to run the clock out, and Director Anderson has other plans. And have we even given any thought to having some discussion with him about a month or two longer sticking around through a transition? I've not talked to anybody, but I'm just a little concerned. I know what happens come holiday time and everybody checks out, so I don't think we're going to have somebody in place by January 1. If maybe, Madam Chair, you have some more vision on it than I do, but I have some concerns about that.
Well, Commissioner Carpenter, we did raise that question with him yesterday, and he seemed not concerned by the holiday issue. And he went back in his history of doing searches at this level, that is not necessarily a factor. So I'm just throwing that out. That was his response to our similar question yesterday. You wanted to comment also, Chair Walker?
Yeah. Recruitments that he thought it was a very low probability that we would not be able to meet this timeline. I think he used 5%.
5%. 5%.
And I thought, wow, he could come up with a number for a chance like this. I was kind of surprised, but it just displayed his confidence. He's got extensive experience, and if you would all like to see his resume, Dennis's resume, it's extremely impressive. I had it in front of me a little while ago. Oh, here it is. He has led the search for the directors of ecology at DSHS, Labor and Industries, Department of Health, Department of Transportation, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a two-page list that I'm sure is not exhaustive of all of the searches he's led. So I have to give credence to his perspective, and maybe we will get through this. What we do in the event that we don't, I guess we'll just have to be something we talk about as that bridge is crossed.
Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Keogh.
Yes, Commissioner Keogh.
Chair Wecker, you mentioned a document or something about the qualifications that the candidates will be screened with, and I believe you said this is something that that was created in 2009. Is that correct?
Yes, there was a position description drafted for the last search, which took place in 2009, and that position description has been reviewed by Dennis. He and Tammy updated it with more current information about the operations of the department, the number of staff, the acreage controlled. So
that something that could be distributed to commissioners?
Pardon?
Is that something that could be distributed to the commissioners?
Yes. I guess I didn't make it clear. That revised version will be circulated next week, the updated version. If you'd like to see the 2009 version, we can also circulate that.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Did we lose Brad?
I know I got kicked off twice here.
Yeah, I was kicked off once. There's something going on with our...
Yeah, I just got kicked off too. I'm back.
Okay.
I was kicked off twice.
Yeah, I heard lots of noises. Coming and going.
So, were we still in discussion? I'm sorry.
Well, Commissioner Kehoe had a question about the circulation of the 2009 position description. So we'll do that so you can compare and understand how it's been updated for the proposed 2014 position description. And then we also wanted to look at the performance agreement and see if there's language in the performance agreement that should be integrated into the position description. We've been working on that performance agreement every year for many years, so it really reflects the latest and best thinking about what we expect of the director.
Any other questions on the process so far?
Chair, this is Commissioner Holzmiller.
Yes.
Just for a point of clarification, we will need to be in Olympia the 11th of December and figure on spending that Thursday there, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
And the date in December is the Thursday in December before the commission meeting is the 10th of December. So I did
no, Brenda, it's the 11th. I think you might be looking at the 2015 calendar.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you're right.
Okay, thank you, because that's where I got messed up.
Okay, that was my confusion. Sorry about that.
Okay, well, we'll get underway with this in some detail next week.